This morning, I have Tracy Rui on the phone. Welcome, Tracy.
Good morning, Geraldine. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you.
Well, Tracy is one of our speakers at our upcoming event, and that's entitled Steel-Toed Stilettos, Real Women Own Real Estate on March 26th. And so, Tracy, it's great to have you here, and you're going to be talking about the all-hot item of seller financing. So let's talk a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've been using seller-held notes to make a living for the past 20 years, and I've got to tell you, we've not seen this sort of demand for owner finance notes since the late 80s. Nobody needs me to tell them about the economic turmoil caused by foreclosures, declining real estate values, and lending restrictions. So with every downturn also comes opportunity, and really owner financing is providing a Main Street solution to the Wall Street problems.
Right, and I think when we had chatted, you had said over 50% of Americans do not qualify for a bank loan right now.
That is correct, and unfortunately, investors are in that 50%, make up a large majority of it. The banks have really restricted their criteria, and in some cases, they probably needed to pull back a little bit, but of course, they're overreacting, and they're not letting go of the money, even though they've got all those TARP bailout funds they've paid back. So in the meantime, we have to find creative solutions, and we're finding that seller financing is on the rise, and there are over $50 billion in just residential seller-financed real estate notes that are being created each year, and that number is only increasing.
Well, Tracy, I think that it's very exciting, this opportunity, because a lot of people are very negative about the economic situation right now. But in real estate, there are opportunities, and a way that people can participate in this market if they don't have access to bank financing is to do the owner financing. So tell us about your segment, that you're the workshop you're doing at our event coming up here on March 26th.
Well, we're very excited to be at the event, and we're going to be helping people see how owner financing can help them achieve their goals. And really, we're going to be talking about five main areas. So It might, you know, different places might apply to different people, but one of the areas we're looking at is buyers that can purchase real estate with favorable terms, even when the banks say no. So it gives them an alternative to buy that investment property or their own home. Another factor is sellers that have properties that they're having trouble moving, and So this is a way for them to move it much quicker and for full market value. And then the third way is the investors that want to maximize their profits, so they can safely create real estate notes for interest income, or later they have a liquid asset that they can sell to other investors for top dollar. And then we're going to move into how to buy discounted notes for long-term income. When I started out 20 years ago, this was the first strategy I learned because I worked for an insurance company that invested their premiums for long-term income. But, you know, now it's really turning to be a private market. And after working for the insurance company 10 years, in 1997, I started my own company referring and investing in real estate notes. And it really is the private investor's market right now. So I'm going to show people how they can buy discounted notes for that long-term income without all the landlord headaches of owning real estate, because I've done both, and I kind of like being the bank better than the landlord. Nobody calls me up when I'm the bank at 2 in the morning if they walk themselves out or have a, you know, cold brain.
I know. The disadvantage of owning real estate is the landlording factor. And then you're going to talk about how people can make money referring notes.
Exactly, because not everybody's in a position right now to invest, and all of the notes you find are not necessarily going to be something you want to buy. So we also show people how to refer notes to investors. That allows you to earn a referral fee for immediate income today, so a way to make immediate income now and also to build up long-term income. And really, there's going to be a strategy for every investor. We even cover how to keep future tail-end payments without investing your own upfront money through some partial participations with other investors. And that ties in with some of the topics also at the event on using self-directed retirement funds. And you can buy notes in real estate with your self-directed retirement funds. That's something we specialize in as well.
Well, Tracy, I am totally looking forward to hosting you and having you speak at this event, and I'm looking forward to that workshop. And as the producer on this event, I have to say why it's women-only presenters. Men are invited, but it's women-only presenters. And it's for the simple reason that as the president of SJREI, we find that men tend to dominate the real estate market. And it's not that women are not successful and effective with real estate investing. They just keep a lower profile. So I'm pulling up the profile of these five producing women in real estate. And then we're also going to have a panel. And the panel is entitled Rich Moms Are in Real Estate. And it's a panel discussion with several women, some with kids, some with partners, who have made real estate investing a success in addition to a career, or some of them are stay-at-home moms. And how do you do that? And how do you do it effectively? So we are very excited about this event. And to read more details about that, you can go to our website, sjrei.org, and just take a look at the details on that. So it's Real Women Own Real Estate. I love that. The title is just perfect. So Tracy,
it is a wonderful title.
That's our marketing with Susan Hare. She came up with that. So anyway, we are looking forward to hosting you, Tracy, and very much enjoyed talking to you this morning. And we will see you at this event on March 26th.
All right. I'll be there with my steel-toe boots and my stilettos.
Yeah, you have to wear your stilettos. We'll all be wearing stilettos. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Tracy. All righty.
Thank you.